In this week's Wine of the Week, we are taking you all the way to a small village in the Toro region of Spain. That's where we'll find the Bodega Numancia estate, which is where all the wines we're talking about come from.
Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joined Hillary and Sean a little earlier to talk about this estate and the wines that make it so special.
Well, the estate was founded in 1998 by two brothers. And if you could think about sort of that Goldilocks story of the three bears, right? Mm-hmm. You had the mama bear, the papa bear, and the baby bear. Well, they're doing something very similar to their wines. They're making this baby bear that's very affordable, the mama bear, which is absolutely delicious, and of course, the big papa bear, which is designed to be competing with some of the finest wines in the world.
So let's get to the wine and start with the region's style, I guess. Tell us about the first wine you'd like to discuss.
Well, let's start with a baby bear, shall we?
Yes.
The 2011 Termes from Toro, Spain. And this is really the sort of the region's signature style. It's made from the Tinto de Toro grapes, and they're really beautiful, vibrant grapes. But this wine is absolutely spectacular. The average vineyard age of the grapes that this is coming from are 30 years old. But the wine is fresh and intense and fruity. It's beautiful raspberry, red currants, and cherry, really well integrated with a floral touch of violets and lavender on the nose. The mouthfeel is silky and vibrant with just an intense attack of black fruit up front, long, complex finish, featuring a little bit of spice, tobacco, raspberries, blackberries. Just beautiful. $23 for this wine. It is a really great value.
All right. Well, let's move up to the mama bear.
Well, the 2009 Numancia. Again, we have the Tinto de Toro grape, but these are made from the ungrafted old vineyards that are more than 50 years old. Actually, they average 70 to 100 years old. And so they're very low yielding, producing this beautiful wine with a lively bouquet of really sweet spices like cinnamon and nutmeg, a little black pepper and vanilla. But the concentrated and velvety tannins support beautiful flavors of the black cherry, raspberry, cassis in the mouth. Long, elegant finish with a little dark fruit, cocoa, toasted oak. This wine is complex and delicious and only $48.
Wow. Well, let's move it on up to Papa Bear, Scott.
Here we go. Don't shoot the messenger, but this is a beautiful wine. 2009 Termancia. This is what they call the treasure of the Toro region. This is made from the very best vineyard plots in the region from vines that are 120 years old.
Oh, wow.
These were planted in the mid-19th century. The grapes are selected by hand, individually by hand, and then put into vats and crushed by foot.
Really?
like who
wow.
does that anymore?
Wow.
But these are actually crushed by foot. This is extremely rich and complex. The nose boasts a warm summer raspberries, cassis, blackberries, black licorice, and it just becomes more and more and more complex with exposure to air. And in the mouth, the wine is velvety, round, and delicious. Flavors of assorted dark fruits, cocoa, mineral, roasted meats, perfectly balanced by the firm, silky tannins that provide both weight and liveliness. The finish is long and complex, perfectly integrated with subtle notes of cedar and nutmeg, a little bit of pepper on the finish.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. This literally can't compete with some of the finest wines in the world.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it comes with a little bit of a hefty price tag at $180.
Well, you're buying, right?
Yeah. I buy it. Everybody is buying. But considering some of the finer Bordeaux are running $400 or $500 a bottle, hey, it's a relative value.
Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Of course, that was Scott Greenberg. Check out WTOP.com, search Wine of the Week, and all of Scott's recommendations will be there.